Welcome back to Issues and Ideas on KCBX. I'm Tyler Pratt. There's a nationwide movement happening that helps seniors continue to age in our own community while remaining in their own homes and maintaining an active and vital life. It's called the Village Movement. To learn more about it, I recently sat down with members of San Luis Obispo's own village, Slow Village, and spoke with Dave Kuykendall, Kate Emmons, and Elizabeth Abrams about what it means to be part of a village and the importance of working together to grow older.
Slow Village is a nonprofit. And it is a group of seniors who basically help one another age in place. And so we're about providing collectively services to help one another. We may provide rides. We have events. We basically are a community of adults, older citizens helping each other.
Okay. In what ways do y'all help each other?
One of the things we provide is services. So let's say someone needs some help gardening, or maybe they're no longer able to drive, we could provide rides. Maybe they need help with technology, connecting their smartphone to their family or friends. So we provide anything that a senior might want to have to basically help them age better.
Okay. Now, Kay, you're a volunteer with Slow Village, right?
That's correct.
Are these some of the services that you help volunteer with?
Mm-hmm. Well, I help. I do walks. Elizabeth is an example of a volunteer. I love to walk with her. And I also have taken people to appointments and that.
And we are joined by Elizabeth. You're a member of Slow Village. Tell me a little bit more.
Well, my husband and I want to try and stay in our home as long as we can. We both, unfortunately, have failing eyesight, and so Slow Village has been absolutely wonderful with giving us drives. You do have to call 4 days in advance, I'm sorry, and sometimes I get chastised for not being in time, but they nearly always find somebody, whether I'm 4 days in advance or not. And as you've already said, I walk with Kay. The other thing, so that's walking that they do for me, driving, and one time, maybe even more than that, and they will come and help me shop if I haven't got somebody to come around the store with me. I have to do my shopping mostly once a week because I really don't want to go into a home. I was at a boarding school in England, and I'm afraid that'll be just like a boarding school if I will be subject to a whole lot of rules.
How long have you been in your home, and where do you live?
Well, we live in Monterey Heights, and we've been there for, I lose count, but I think it's 25 years. We've been there since 93.
Okay. What brought you to the Central Coast?
My husband, who is a psychiatrist, worked at the state hospital, and so did I. He was a psychiatrist, and I was a rehab therapist. We have been instrumental for a long time in saving the downtown. And there's a guy who we have a little committee meeting, or we did at that time, we don't anymore. We had a little committee meeting every week. This was way back about 3 or 4 years ago. And the guy who was chairing it then, I can't remember his name, he said to me, I know of a group that will be helpful to you. Because we were always having to have rides even then down to our meeting. It started with getting around, yes.
What are some of the things that you participate in the community now because of Slow Village?
Well, one thing is I made a lot of friends through Slow Village. Mm-hmm. I've been able, until recently, to be able to walk, to get my hair done. Now I'm going to have a ride every Saturday because my hairdresser has moved to Parker Street. It's a long way from Monterey Heights. But I guess it's mostly the shopping and the people that I have appreciated. My husband, who unfortunately his sight is a little worse than mine, somebody will come and read to us on a Sunday. Reads the New York Times, and that's been very, very helpful to me because I don't want to be doing the whole paper.
Truth be told, it's not about reading the New York Times. It's about having the discussion about articles in New York Times. This is very interesting. It's, Joe loves to stay current, and he likes to have a discussion. And so what the volunteers do is come in and have those discussions with Joe. So a lot of what you do is really keeping people connected to the community, connected to the things they want to do. Social events, political events, however a person wants to be connected to the community, we kind of help remove those obstacles.
When did it begin? How did the idea start?
So the original idea started in Boston 15 years ago. It's Beacon Hill, and a group of people got together to figure out how they could have a better aging experience by helping one another. And there are now 200 villages across the United States. There are 70 in California. 3 years ago, in 2015, we got together and started working on creating a village here. And Elizabeth was one of our first members, and Kay was one of our first volunteers. And for 3 months, we did a pilot, testing it out, making sure that we could deliver services. And then last year, February, we opened our doors to everyone and started taking new members and volunteers and operation.
You recently won a big award, right?
Oh, yes. Just yesterday, we went to an event, and the Area Agency on Aging has an annual presentation to what they think is the best program for seniors in the county. They do this in Santa Barbara County, they do it in San Luis Obispo County, and we were nominated and walked away with the award for best program for seniors.
Congratulations.
And we're quite thrilled to have that, and very surprised. You know, this is a city that's rich in having nonprofits and agencies that really help people of all ages, but in particular seniors. And so we are surprised by the award, but quite delighted.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Kay, I'm going to come back to you for a second. You're a volunteer with Slo Village. What brought you to volunteer?
I heard one of the presentations, I think a church or something like that. They came to present the concept of what they were doing, and it sounded wonderful to me. I thought, because I live by myself in my own home, and the idea of being able to stay there was very appealing to me. So I thought I can contribute to start with volunteering, maybe eventually be one that will receive services. But for now, I do volunteering. And I started out when the program was starting up, so when we were experimenting with everything, with the computers and everything, all the setup and that. And so it's been very rewarding.
And Dave mentioned the idea of conversation. Do you have any lively conversations with anyone in your volunteer experience?
I'm sitting next over here. To Elizabeth, and we have great talks when we go on our walks and that. So it's been very rewarding from that standpoint.
What are some of the lively debates that y'all get into?
Well, you can probably guess without much difficulty. My husband and I have been members of the Democratic Club. The Democratic Central Committee we were for a long, long time. And so you can imagine politics certainly features a little bit just now. But also, as I said earlier, we wanted to maintain the historic downtown, the slow pace and the beautiful town that it was. I'm afraid we haven't been that successful.
Is there a cost involved with this? Does anyone have to pay in to be involved with Slo Village?
Yes, this we have a membership, and within the village there are members, and members receive services, so they can call up and request a service of any type. And we also have associate members that they attend social events and they can be part of the community, but they don't require services. And so it's $250 for an associate membership, and it's $500 a year for a full membership, $750 for a household. So there is a charge. We also have volunteers that make up the village, too, and the volunteers can volunteer and attend social events, and there's no charge for being a volunteer, although there's a fairly lengthy process of going through and getting background checks and doing a vetting of the volunteers. So that takes a little bit of time.
Just to clarify, what is a membership with Slo Village and what does that offer?
So there's really two aspects of it. One, as we spent a lot of time talking about the services, but there's also areas and opportunities for seniors for growth. So we put on seminars, we put on fun events, we have opportunities to learn about things. So one of the ones we have planned in the future is being able to use your smartphone and stay connected to your family. So we will have a seminar on that. And then for the members, we will actually do a hands-on. We'll go to the member and help them with their specific needs.
One service that I was impressed with is they vet people that come into your home. So if you need an electrician or somebody to paint or something like that, you know that they've been checked out thoroughly by the organization and have kind of set fees, is my understanding.
There's a safety and security involved.
Yes, because a lot of older people just don't like having people come in their house they know nothing about, you know, don't feel comfortable. So this is, I think, an excellent.
Hey, I don't like having strangers in my house either.
and sometimes you may not even know exactly what you need. Your fence has fallen down. Do I need a handyman to just put it back up, or do I need a new fence? And so part of the things that we offer is having some people come in and help you walk through the thought process of whatever project you might have or need. So we cover Napomo, the five cities, all the way north to Morro Bay and San Luis Obispo. So we're not in the in North County yet. Okay. Our plans are to move up there, but we don't have that coverage. So that's just a detail. And if they go to our website, they can get that information.
And that is?
Our website is slovillage.org. And if you go there, you'll have all the information to talk about the village and see if it's of value to you. Although we have a fee for membership, we're also sensitive that some people can't afford that membership. And so we have subsidized memberships. Plus, we have some grants to provide financial aid to those who might want the service but can't afford it.
Wonderful. And if people want more information about that, do they just go to the website?
They go to the website, and they call us, and we can sit down and chat with them and see if it's a program that's of value to them.
That was Dave Kuykendall, Kay Emmons, and Elizabeth Abrams talking about Slo Village. You can hear the full interview at kcbx.org.